Let's talk to Adrian Watson this morning. Mr. Watson, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
What's the problem with sharing power like they're doing in Stormont? What's your problem?
Stephen, I have absolutely no problem with that in Antrim Borough Council. And I'm only talking about local government here, only talking about Antrim Borough Council. We have a very strong history of responsibility sharing. In the last 7 years, we've had two nationalist mayors who've done an excellent job. I was actually deputy mayor to the 3 years ago to a nationalist who was the mayor of Antrim and done an excellent job. But you have to always remember that anyone who takes up such a prominent position of a local council is there to represent all the community, represent everyone attending on behalf of the people of Antrim. And unfortunately, there are some political representatives in Antrim who are not fit for that and have made their position very clear that they're not willing to do that.
No, but you have said pigs will fly before you share power.
Absolutely. That's my view. It's my personal view.
Why is it even your view?
I'll be simple about it. We had the Sinn Féin put a young child in as the mayor of Belfast last year. His childish actions, his insulting actions to many people.
No, this isn't about specifics. This is about a general... This is not about specifics. This is about a general policy of yours. You're an Ulster Unionist Party councillor.
This is about me when I challenged the Sinn Féin group in Antrim to stand up for what was right and what was a decent, honourable and shared thing to do. And I give the example of the mayor of Belfast and they would not, stand up to the mark.
Let me quote what you said. As for mayor... pigs will fly before Antrim allows a Sinn Féin mayor.
Absolutely.
Yes,
Why shouldn't it, Stephen?
But let me finish what you said. Hold on, Adrian.
Sorry, go ahead, Stephen, yes.
This is the full quote from you. As for mayor, pigs will fly before Antrim allows a Sinn Féin mayor. Yes, it's totally undemocratic, but I will never promote Sinn Féin. I don't think they are fit for public office.
Excuse me, it's totally undemocratic.
So, Ulster Unionist Party,
democracy. I mean, can I ask the question? Does David Cameron have any members of the Labour Party in his inner cabinet? No, he doesn't. That's democracy. Democracy is where the majority of our community vote for who they feel is best, and then those elected representatives move forward to put people in charge.
There's been power sharing with Sinn Féin since 1998.
In Antrim Borough Council, we have a situation. For example, Stephen, I'll give you the example of the last 7 to 10 days. We had the Jubilee celebrations in Antrim, were totally ignored by Sinn Féin. Now, how could Antrim Borough Council represent the entire community? And those were events which got wonderful cross-community support, and I absolutely am delighted with the support from all traditions who came forward and celebrated together. Sinn Féin ignored them. Sinn Féin, so we could have a situation where the mayor or the deputy mayor basically just ignored them and said, that's not my political view. When I was mayor, Stephen, I made sure I represented all the community. And I had members of the AOH in the Civic Centre and members of the Orange Order in the Civic Centre. I went to Toombridge. I went to Ballycraigie Estate. I represented every member of our shared community in Antrim. And I made sure I'd done that. We have a situation where the members of Sinn Féin have never answered the call that I have made. Are they up to the mark of representing the entire community?
You tried to become an MLA and failed, right?
I did indeed. I failed. The electorate rejected me, Steve.
Yeah.
That's quite right.
But you tried to become an MLA.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So you tried to go in to a setup where there was power sharing.
Well, Stephen, I'm not here this morning to talk about the Northern Ireland Assembly, but you're quite right. I did try that. And it would have been, and I knew beforehand that was a situation where the hunt mechanism ensured that it was power sharing. What I'm here this morning talking about is Antrim Borough Council. And in Antrim Borough Council, Stephen, on Thursday, this Thursday, we will elect people who will represent the entire community. Adrian, here's your problem.
You see, you either...
I don't have a problem, Stephen.
Let me tell you...
I'm clear. The electorate know my position in this. I'm not going to fool the electorate.
Let me tell you what your problem is. Here is your problem. You stand on a principle, and the principle is that pigs will fly before Antrim allows a Sinn Féin mayor. Yes, it's totally undemocratic, you say, and you say that you don't believe in this power sharing, right? But when there was the potential for you to get promoted to an MLA, your principles went out the window and you'd be prepared to tolerate it.
You're very wrong there. What I have made the position clear, and I am not talking about local government, I'm not talking about other councils, there may be other councils where arrangements are put in place and work very satisfactory. I am saying that the Sinn Féin group and Antrim Borough Council, I have challenged them several months ago. I asked for their commitments on certain things and they would never give them to me. Now, why should I? I'm representing the people of Antrim Town. They elected me in. I'm a local councillor. I'm there to represent them. Now, why should I be part of a system and be part of and offer my support to someone who I know will not come and support the values and the principles of the entire community? Now, I have shared the responsibility and the top positions with members of the nationalist community, and I stand on record. They've done an excellent job. I was deputy to them, and I had a nationalist as my deputy when I was mayor, and we worked wonderfully together as a team. I have a track record of supporting that. I'm on public record of voting for that. What I am now saying is Sinn Féin have not made it clear to me and to many unionists in this area that they will offer a shared responsibility and will represent the entire community. And I can prove that no later in the last seven
or
10 days.
That's an individual. Yeah, that's an individual problem you have with an individual party.
That's what I'm talking about. My view, this is not my party political view, because I'm sure within other local councils, situations exist that work very well together. I can only talk about the Sinn Féin grouping and Antrim.